To another episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. My name is Chris. This is episode number 156, and that was The Honey Runners. This comes from their debut album, Everything Was on Fire, and the track was Mixtape. So this album is set for worldwide release on Friday, October 22nd, 2021, via Canadian roots label Gypsy Soul Records. The band's body of work aims to disrobe our culture of apathy, a statement that everything is always on fire with nothing to do but watch. Born of late nights and long drives, Everything Is on Fire weaves the tapestry rhythms and melodies underpinned with desperate optimism and stark reminders of why your presence is needed in times like these. Mixtape, the latest single to be shared from the record, is a nostalgic love letter to the tape cassette and the hours of work that friends and lovers poured into creating curated mixtapes for each other. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that track and will go and check out the album release on Friday, October 22nd. That submission came in through Artura Research, so thank you so much for Matt for sending it my way. Wow. What a great way to kick off the show, eh, folks? I have extra music for you this week because I squeezed that track in and make sure it got in before the album release. Yes, so with that in mind, I'm going to hop right into a couple more tracks of music. ¶¶
This is Breached, and you're rocking to the best tunes on Insomnia Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, there you have it, folks. Some more great Canadian music. So that was Canadian pop rock duo The Reds, Dirt Skinners, and their new single, Wolf in the Woods. These are a pop rock group that just getting settled in Belleville, Ontario, but they're far from settled when it comes to their music careers. With the discovery of a straight-out storybook and enumerated accolades from the UK, The Red Dirt Skinners have grown their social, their sonic skins and surroundings with recent world events. Fleshing out new riffs, lyrics, their new single, Wolf in the Woods, among them, is available now. These guys moved to Canada after an invitation from Canadian immigration to become permanent residents under the performers of a world-class level category. The Red Dirt Skinners were on their way to Edmonton to start their tour for the year as the world was rolling into 2020 and the winter storms battered the Alberta region. The Red Dirt Skinners received news that every touring indie group dreads. The show is canceled. The venue is closed. Tack on a growing pandemic and you've got a recipe for uncertainty. However, that didn't stop Rob and Sarah Skinner, the two sole members of Red Dirt Skinners. We spent 3 days in a hotel just outside the Edmonton airport in minus 37 degrees Celsius weather, they recall. We ended up writing several riffs, lyrics, and ideas which have become the backbone of many of the songs of this album. Bear with us. And bear with them, their loyal audience has. So, if you enjoyed that track, I hope you go check out more stuff. All the saxophone solos in there are played by Sarah, which is awesome. And, yeah, I'm hoping that that Eric Helper will send me more of those tracks. So, that track came in via Eric Helper, and I think I got one more track later in the show from him as well. Then we have a direct submission we just played, a band called... Let me get this wrong. Jinx. H-J-N-X. Yeah, different band name. And their track, Meteorite. And it was a direct submit, as I said. And they don't say much about themselves, but there will be links in the show notes. But they are from Toronto, Ontario. Pretty awesome stuff, right? So you want to send your music in? You could do so. Send it to chris@insomniaradio.net. Please tell me where you are from in Canada. And if you're not from Canada, tell me that too so that I can try and get you scheduled in over on the main show. Include the track you're sending me and links to your webpage and or all your social medias so we can link to those as well. If you're just looking to follow us because you're enjoying the show, you can do so over on Twitter @IR_Canada. Over on Instagram, we are insomnia_radio_Canada_podcast. Big and crazy, I know, but we are there. We post at least once a week over there when we can, sometimes more often, and occasionally I forget because, well, you know, I'm just human. But anyways, we have more fantastic music for you, so let's jump on into some of that. It's
Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast. And when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
A little bit harder than I usually play for both those tracks, but you know, there are people out there love those kind of music, so I play them for them. So hopefully there was somebody out there that just absolutely adored those albums or those tracks that I just played. So we had there the Comeback Kid with his track No Easy Way Out, which was released back the end of September. He's from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and I don't know if we've played them before. I feel like we have. But there's also a video out there for that track, should you be one of those people that love music videos as well. That submission came in through... was a PR company. New Damage, I think. Could be wrong. I'm trying to find it in their email. Listen Harder Music Publicity. So I'm guessing I'm going to get a lot of metal from them. Just a thought. Anyways, thank you for sending that in to me. I do appreciate every submission that comes in. I try to give everything a listen, but I don't always make it. Then we had a track from Ash Media. Thank you, John, for sending that my way. We played Every Hour Kills and one of their new tunes, Vacua? sounds right. That album came out on October 8th, so it's only been out a little tiny while. There were lots of tracks on this album, and they're all of that wonderful metal genre. These guys are from Calgary, Alberta, so, you know, lots of great stuff coming from out there on that genre. Now, I did shuffle some tracks around, and normally I just play them in the order they come in, but I thought this last track would be fitting, more of a bop, maybe appreciated by more people that are out there listening to the show. I know I've got a couple of country fans out there who are going to just adore that I've played more country this week for them. I did tell them there was more coming, so that's what you were getting for the last track this week. Thought I had a little more music to squeeze in, but I do not. So, last track here. This track is from Joel Lee from his newly released album. This Party Ain't Over is the track. He is from Nanaimo, BC. So, love that town because, you know, I have fond memories of an episode of the Bugcast where Caroline could not pronounce Nanaimo. Yeah, Nanaimo, just like the dessert. It's, yeah, Nanaimos are tasty. But anyways, hope you guys enjoy this track, Party Ain't Over, by Joel Lee, submitted, I believe, from Eric Elper. And we will catch you on the next show. Ciao.
Warm breeze, tall trees, West Coast with my friends. We all got a little wild last night, here we go again. We were a little hungover, hair of the dog, good stuff. One drink led to another joint, yo, let's fire it up. Shotgun, cold one, smoke them if you got some. Take a shot and pass that fireball my way. Be you that bootstock country song, shaking your body.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.